Nick, said the intercom. Here, said Nick. He left it open. The dossier you want is labeled Jack Brennan. How do you know? We called his woman. He has only one, a Charlotte Wiggs, and two kids. We convinced her it was urgent. She finally told us he was off searching the Uranus Trojan points.
Uranus? That sounds right. Keller, do me a favor.
Sure. Official?
Yes.
See to it that Hummingbird is fueled and provisioned, and kept that way until further notice. Fit it with strap-on boosters. Then get a comm laser focused on ARM headquarters, New York, and keep it there. You'll need three, of course, for relays as the Earth rotated. Okay. No message yet?
No. Just hold a laser ready in case we need it.
The situation was so damn fluid. If he needed help from Earth, he'd need it quickly and badly. The surest way to convince the Flatlanders would be to go himself. No first speaker had ever touched Earth, and he didn't expect to now. But the perversity of the universe tends toward a maximum. Nick began to skim Brennan's dossier. Too bad the man had children. Fistpock's first clear memories dated from the day he woke to the fact that he was a protector. He could conjure blurred memories from before, of pain, fighting, discovering new foods, experiences in sex and affection and hate, and tree climbing in the Valley of Pitchock, watching curiously half a dozen times as various female breeders bore children he could smell were his. But his mind had been vague then. As a protector, he thought sharply and clearly. At first it had been unpleasant. He had had to get used to it. There had been others to help him, teachers and such. There was a war, and he had graduated into it. Because he had had to develop a